I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. Let's see. This is kind of funny but crazy. First story. A man created a website called rentahitman.com.
There you go.
But it wasn't meant to be about killing anyone at all. It's a website that was started back in 2005 by a group of computer students to get hired for IT jobs. The guys who started it said, rentahitman.com, like what it means is rent as in, you know, hire us, hit as in like a web hit for your site, and men, well, kind of the group of them.
How stupid are you to not think people are going to think that's something else? I mean, it's so obvious.
I don't know. I mean, maybe not the greatest thing. I would have been like, hey, hire us IT guys. Maybe that would work. But this is part that's even dumber than that, Alex. Here's what actually happened. Over the years, though, some of the inquiries the guys have received have been kind of frightening about actually real life hits.
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
In one email under services requested, a man from LA writes, kill two people. I hate and take their car keys and deliver the car to me. In another, a man from New England writes, I don't have money on me. However, your targets have a lot of money. When you kill them, take their wallets.
Oh, yeah, they can just pay for it.
Some even offered suggested methods like guns, bombs, anything, or, you know, anything you can do to remove them and get rid of them.
We've all met somebody like that.
Here's crazy, though. Over the year, this guy claims he's worked with investigators to save more than 100 lives in the U.S. and as far away as Canada and Indonesia.
Dang, I wonder if you get notified, like, hey, you're one of the people that somebody put a hit on.
What would
I'd
you do?
Know.
Like, what would your reaction be? Like, hey, the Egyptian put a hit on you. Like,
I'd want to know.
I don't think I'd want to know. Just like take care of it, because then I'd be like, who else is going to try to kill me? This photo is something you must see. I'm going to put it up on my Twitter, Joe Pesh Radio, and also it'll be on the Dummy of the Day blog. But a woman from Katy, Texas, was arrested after she allegedly tried mailing meth to a high-profile double murderer in a Texas prison. A mailroom worker spotted an unexpected bulge in an incoming card. When the worker opened the letter, the bulge turned out to be a powdery packet of meth.
Oh.
The handmade note allegedly included written instructions on how to disguise the drug inside jail. The crime lab tied the fingerprints on the package back to the woman who was charged. You have got to see, though, Alex's photo of this woman.
Oh, I saw her.
Does she look like she's done meth?
She looks like she's done about 89 8 balls a day.
If there is one photo to keep you from doing meth, and it's not even her teeth, by the way.
Put her on posters in public schools.
Yes. So go see that. I'll put it up also, like I said, on the Dummy of the Day blog. And our final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A Florida woman was arrested after trying to extort $500 from a married man she spotted at the bar by threatening to try and end his marriage.
Hey, you know what? Why not?
Can I tell you how often this happens to me? Like, every weekend I go out there and girls are trying to do this to me. The man had a few drinks at the bar, left his cell phone unattended on a table. When he got home, he received several texts from an unfamiliar number. The messages demanded that he use a mobile pay service to pay $300 to the woman. A separate message warned the victim to pay $300 or she would tell the wife that he was cheating on her.
I mean, I don't fault her. She's hustling.
You're shady as hell. You are so damn shady. Set it up so that there'd be a meeting. Investigators actually helped set that up and between the victim and the woman. At the meeting, the victim handed her an envelope containing $500. Shortly before authorities arrested the woman admitted to authorities during questioning that she'd been trying to get the $500 out of her victim to pay her sick brother's medical bills. I don't believe that it was for medical bills, but even if it is, you can't do that.
How does she know the wife didn't want him there? Like, how does she know the wife wasn't cool with him going out? You know what I mean?
Maybe he was allowed to, but I figure most guys would get in trouble if their woman found another, you know, woman texting them.
Yeah.
But how shady is that, too, that you're like, hey, I'm going to have this money from this person, and I'm going to say it's for a medical bill. That's so shady.
Yeah, she's totally lying. She sounds exactly like all the random people that I get messages from every day, like, oh, my daughter just turned 9 on her birthday. We got caught in a rainstorm, and then she got a hangnail, and because of this, we really need Katy Perry tickets.
Oh, and a duck bitter, too. Ooh, a duck
bite. I get that stuff constantly.
Those are the worst. All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.